Good afternoon or good evening. I know that a few of you guys are located in different places. Can you all hear me okay?
Sure, yes, sir.
Nice. Good, good, good. Is Rebel Defar, is he coming from his account? Do we know? Or am I getting TFM to come up? I'll invite you to speak. I assume he's on the TFM account, yeah. How is everything, all right?
I'm doing quite all right. Thank you for asking.
Hi, guys. Yeah, good. Can you hear me okay? Yep, Rebel Defar here on the TFM account.
Hey, hello. Welcome. It's good to have you on here, buddy.
Good to hear your voice, sir. Hope you're well.
long time no speak, definitely. But I'm sure we'll bump into each other at some point this year.
I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, absolutely. Brussels. I think I'll be going to Brussels. Hopefully you'll be at that one.
Yeah, 100%. I think Brussels and Cosmoverse. I mean, Cosmoverse is a no-brainer. Like you say, that's the one that gets booked in every year, pretty much. Yeah, without question sort of thing. So, yeah, we're definitely bumping to each other in Brussels. What about yourself, Tom? Are you any of the team from Plan Q going to Nebula or Cosmoverse or any of these events?
What's happening in Brussels then?
Nebula Summit. So we normally, Nebula, normally the year sort of for me normally kicks off, it used to be with Gateway, which was in Prague. It'd normally start there and then it would be Nebula Summit in Paris, and then it would build up to sort of Cosmoverse, but Gateway aren't doing an event this year, so I'm pretty sure Nebula will be the first one. But it's I don't know, do you know Seb from Interrupt?
I don't think so.
No, right, yeah. So Seb, he's the organizer, but he also does like Interrupt podcasts and things like that. So he covers like Cosmos Ecosystem and Ethereum. Like he's just a, you know, crypto OG sort of thing. But yeah, I'll definitely recommend looking at it.
It's very close for me, so
yeah, so it makes perfect sense, doesn't it? Like you say, perfect. Right, anyway, I suppose we should crack on with today's spaces, and obviously we're going to go through some updates and some stuff that's obviously been happening with Plan Foundation, and then we'll have a chat with Rebel about TFM, find out everything that's happened recently and all that. But yeah, so if you'd just like to start, I mean, do you want to do what we normally do and just give a very quick brief introduction of what of yourself and what Plan Q Foundation is?
Yeah, why don't we start with TFM this time, and I'll step back for a little bit.
Yeah, I'm happy. Are you happy doing that, Rebel Defar? Are you happy just explaining a little bit about yourself in crypto, and then just explain what TFM is?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm just hearing a few accents. We've definitely got a Scotsman and an Englishman in here. I don't know if it's an Irishman. It's really hard to place Tom's accent, but certainly something European.
I'll take that as a compliment. I'm from the Netherlands, so I'm not a native speaker.
Ah, okay. I'm hearing it now. Yeah, awesome.
To be fair, when you said that, then I was waiting for the Englishman, Irishman, and Scotsman joke to appear. But you know what it's like.
Absolutely. Yeah, I was definitely getting some Irish sort of tones in there. So that's really cool. And it just puts us to shame, I suppose. Really, we've got Berra in here. He's I don't want to dox him, but he's somewhere in Europe. He doesn't like to talk on spaces yet. We're both involved heavily with the Galactic Punks project. And it was really funny. We were in a Telegram group that we are in. There was someone else from Berra's country. So he just recorded a voice message. And it was the very first time I'd heard him speak in his native language. And it just sounded really cool.
So yeah, I mean, we just expect people to speak English, but basically for a lot of people, speaking English is like not their first language. And there's so many people, obviously, like people in the Netherlands, people in Scandinavia, who are just like strong enough that they sound essentially like native speakers. And yeah, and we don't really. So did you speak another language, Danny?
No, I started learning German in school, but then I realised I didn't want to learn it. So you know what we're like, we're typical, we're very lazy as a nation, just because the business language of the world is English.
Absolutely. But yeah, I think as a whole, people from the UK are as lazy as the Celestine Sloths. But yeah, thank you for inviting TFM onto this space. I go by Rebel DeFi on social media. I've been sort of in and around the cosmos for, I mean, almost 3 years now. So I feel like I'm a sort of OG to a certain extent. I got into things as a user, originally on Terra. At those times, the interchain wasn't as connected anywhere near like it's connected these days. And there certainly wasn't as many chains. So it was certainly a lot more tribal in those days. But I'm really, really, I mean, that's one of the things that's happened positively since there was a big market correction a couple of years ago, is that it really helped bring Cosmos much more together. And for me personally, to have a chance to meet projects like Plan Q. I see Airdrop Glide App in the space as well. Hello, sir. So it's great that there's just so many people from different projects that are now talking to each other. And yeah, I love being in the cosmos and being involved with TFM. I mean, I guess we'll get on to talking about some of the products that we have, but a major focus of TFM is kind of bringing the cosmos together. So yeah, that's kind of my focus at present.
Yeah, no, that's great. That's perfect, mate. And now can you just explain to everyone sort of what TFM is as a project and what you guys sort of do? Because I know that we sort of, there's quite a few bridges about. Everyone sort of, you know, once they find their way around, they sort of stick with it. So there might be some new people who haven't heard of TFM or something like that. So yeah, if you can just explain what the project is and how it works and what people can use on the site.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks for the opportunity. I mean, there are a variety of like different verticals that TFM are in. I must admit, when I first heard that word verticals, I was like, what does that mean? But yeah, different things that TFM does. It's got an NFT aggregator. So if you're interested in NFTs, you can look for, search, research NFTs on multiple different chains. Currently, there's 5 different chains that are integrated. There's another integration being looked at the moment. I don't know. We're not too far ahead on it, but there will be another chain coming into the NFT aggregator soon-ish. So that's one vertical. Another is DEX aggregation. So that means that users can do swaps on a chain, but unlike a DEX that has the liquidity itself, for example, Osmosis is a DEX, you can swap on Osmosis. TFM is actually integrated on Osmosis. Now on Osmosis, there's also Astroport on chain. There is also White Whale have some liquidity pools on Osmosis. So the Osmosis router and the TFM router, the Osmosis router is actually an aggregator as well, which is really cool. But typically, a DEX's router only routes swaps through their own DEX. But it's interesting that both the Osmosis router and the TFM router essentially can route trades, or route trades if you're American, can route trades through all the liquidity pools on Osmosis. Whereas, for example, Astroport has some great pools, but when you do a swap on Astroport on Osmosis, at the moment anyway, it's only using Astroport liquidity. And certainly on Osmosis, you don't want to really limit yourself to non-Osmosis liquidity, because that's where the majority of the liquidity lies. So the sort of thing behind an aggregator is that because it's using more liquidity than, or routing trades through more liquidity than just a single DEX, it should, or it's possible that the trade rate you're going to get is going to be superior. So users can sort of save a little bit of money using a DEX aggregator like TFM in the Cosmos. The kind of project or the vertical that brought TFM and PlanQ together, and I've always been pronouncing it Plank rather than PlanQ, so I do apologize for that.
It's Plank. It's Plank, actually. It's not PlanQ.
Oh, yeah, okay. Plank. And that's when we first started speaking to him, was to do with the TFM IBC transfer. I think you were wanting to make sure that Plank was on the IBC transfer tool or DAP so that users would be able to transfer tokens into or onto Plank network. And we got the integration sorted and users can now do that. So the PLQ token, as far as I'm aware, you've got liquidity on Osmosis, so users can swap into that token and then send it over to Plank and do various things. So, that's because I'm now involved with TFM on a personal level. I'm finding, and there's some people in here, like, yeah, maybe Airdrop sort of experienced this, that when you're involved with one particular project, you sort of spend a bit more time, or the majority of your time, looking at that project, involved with various things there. And then other things that you might want to get involved with, like as a user, I simply don't have time for. So I'm really excited on this call to find out more about what Plank has to offer and why as a user I might want to join that ecosystem. Because now the IBC connected networks is over 100. And that's certainly something that users can do on IBC transfer on TFM. I think that's probably my favorite DApp. It's really simple. It's basically involved with sending tokens from one chain to another chain. It can do automatic routing. For example, if you had PLQ on Osmosis and you wanted to send it to Stargaze, I don't know if there's anything we can do on Stargaze. Now, there is a direct connection from Osmosis to Stargaze. But if you send your PLQ tokens from Osmosis to Stargaze, they will be unusable. The tokens always have to go back to the home chain. So in this case, Plank, and then so from Osmosis to Plank, and then to Stargaze. And this is something that TFM takes care of, like the automatic routing of your tokens so that they don't get messed up in transfer. Hopefully that's given a little bit of an introduction about what we're doing. I would say kind of bringing the Cosmos together is the overarching theme of the product that we're building.
Yeah, I agree with you. I've used TFM quite a bit, and like you say, I still use it now. I've used it in the past. It was one of the first sort of IBC bridges, sort of native to the ecosystem, like you say, early on. So once you get used to using it, yeah. But I didn't know about the routing part. I didn't realize that, like, the tokens get sent back to their native chain and then get sent on to the destination, if that makes sense. I just thought, like you say, that the tokens just get sent from Osmosis to Stargaze. But then I suppose that's a luxury of being a user, is the fact that we don't have to worry about the routing or anything like that, the fact that the protocol does it all for us. And you were saying about the IBC swap. So it does the same sort of thing. I assume that TFM uses oracles, and do they look for the best price in the best, do they look for the best price throughout all the DEXs in Cosmos?
No, not all the DEXs in Cosmos. So IBC swap at the moment is using, because like the TFM router is deployed on Terra, it's deployed on Osmosis, it's deployed on Neutron, and it's also deployed on Say. it's deployed on injective as well. So there's five chains where the TFM router is deployed. So it's, these are the chains, the swap venues, we call them, for IBC swap. So if you are wanting to swap PLQ from Plank into USDC on Noble, for example, it would likely make that swap on Osmosis. I think USDC deepest liquidity is on Osmosis. So yeah, send your PLQ from Plank to Osmosis, make a swap, and then because of software such as IBC hooks and packet forward middleware, it's literally going to be a one-click transaction to do this. So send your PLQ to Osmosis, swap it into USDC, and then send it from Osmosis over to Noble. And yeah, that would be in one click. Now, I mean, there are going to be some tokens where maybe Osmosis doesn't have the best swap rates, in which case the swap would happen somewhere else. And sometimes what can actually happen, there could be a swap on Osmosis and then a swap on Injective. So it is pretty advanced routing. The sometimes negative that can happen with any IBC swap provider is that there's an issue with a relayer somewhere in the network. And what that means is there can be a timeout and your tokens don't get exactly where you want them to be. So then you've got to think, wait a minute, what was the route here? And just check all the different chains involved. So I think this is the sort of the next or the evolution of IBC. We need to work out a way just to make the infrastructure more robust. Because with more robust infrastructure, like IBC swap, regardless of which provider you're using, is going to be super cool. Because yeah, the timeouts that sometimes happen won't happen, and if we can knock that out, it's going to be really, it's just going to make it so much easier to do these cross-chain swaps.
Yeah, no, that's perfect. And for anyone out there, what he means by timeout is when you send a transaction, sometimes you need someone to sign the transaction either side of the chain. And if one side doesn't sign it as well, sometimes the transaction can just sort of, yeah, timeout, get stuck. But your funds will always be sent back. You know, never worry about your funds getting stuck or anything like that. They will get sent back to the native chain. Do you want to explain a little bit about the pro trade and about that side of TFM? I'm not sure whether you spoke much about it.
Absolutely. Yeah, cool. Thank you for this opportunity, Danny. Yeah, so there is... So pro trade is related to the TFM router. The chains where the TFM router is deployed have a pro trade feature on TFM. And sorry for not even explaining this at the start, but for people who have never seen TFM before, you can find it at tfm.com. One thing we are doing is doing custom interfaces for some different dApps. So the first one that we built was Osmosis Pro. So that's actually not on the TFM domain. It's at pro.osmosis.zone. And that's like a custom skin for Osmosis. So it's TFM, but Osmosis. And it just gives users, I'm trying to load up on my computer right now, actually, but my Wi-Fi is such a mess in this hotel I'm in, it's not loading up. But yeah, so for example, either on Osmosis Pro or on TFM itself, the Pro Trade allows user, this is basically the DEX aggregator. So if I'll just stick with talking about Osmosis so that we've got a definite example. If you're on pro.osmosis.zone, any swap you do, whether that's like Osmo into PLQ, I'm not sure how many liquidity pools you guys have. I mean, if it's just one liquidity pool, obviously the swap goes through that pool. But if it was for a token like maybe Osmo into USDC, there's lots of different pools that could be used to make that swap. So what both Osmosis and TFM are doing actually is the routers are competing to find out who gives the best route. And because we can access the liquidity of Osmosis, Astroport, and White Whale DEXs, it just gives the opportunity to find the best swap rate. So other stuff that you can do on Osmosis Pro is there's like advanced charting. There is a virtual order book if you're interested in sort of looking at the depth of liquidity on chain. There is token pair information. There is full trade history. So, I mean, there's a lot of things for, it is a pro trading interface. Often I find the chart is useful. And then I think, right, I just want to do the swap. Also, limit orders is something that's pretty cool. And that's definitely helped me to buy the dip a few times. I'm just waiting to sell into profit. But I find that limit orders are a really nice way for me personally anyway, just to take the emotion out of my trading. Because often if I see things going down, I'm like, oh, maybe panic sell. But I've set some limit orders. They'll hopefully execute when the price hits. And I can be outside doing something else entirely. I would recommend having a look. I mean, most of people do use Osmosis anyway. So rather than just going to osmosis.zone, check out Osmosis Pro, see what you think, see if any of the features that are there are of use to you. And yeah, let us know what you think. Our DMs are always open.
Yeah, thanks for that, Rebel. And yeah, I'd recommend anyone who uses Cosmos to go and check it out, because it is a really simple bridge. And you can send tokens from pretty much every IBC enabled chain. I think you've got, I'm just looking at it now, 117 IBC connected chains now, obviously all connected through TFM. So yeah, thanks for obviously explaining everything. And I suppose me and Tom will jump in and have a little chat in a sec. But yeah, appreciate you coming on, obviously, buddy.
Sure. If I could just jump back in on that, like, it is amazing. Like, over 100. I mean, just at the start of the year, it was around about 100 chains, and now it's up to 117. I would challenge anyone on this space. It's like kind of trying to remember countries and their capitals and stuff like this, which used to be like one of my favorite things to do when I was a little kid. Trying to write a list of all the IBC chains that you know and just see how far you can get, because there's just so many that you probably don't know.
I completely agree with you. I think, like you say, sometimes it's the users and my followers that point out things to me, which is amazing, like you're saying. Obviously, we can't be everywhere, but it is crazy, like you say, when you think back in 2000, I wasn't around in 2019, I only joined 2021, but 2019, you think that Iris Hub and Cosmos Hub were the only hubs, you know, sort of built. They were the first hubs launched. You obviously had Binance, Smart Chain. I think they were using like a different, they're using a different stack, but they're still using BFT Consensus, 4chain, which is Rune. They're obviously another Cosmos chain. Crow.com, you don't really see people talk about Crow.com, and that's like, basically essentially like a centralized exchange that's built on the Cosmos SDK, you know, etc. So yeah, it's amazing to see sort of how quickly the ecosystem's grown in the last 3 years since IBC. So yeah, looking forward to hitting 200 IBC enabled chains. But yeah, right, anyway, let's move on and get Tom up here. And obviously, if you just very quickly briefly explain what Plank is, I'd like to think that a majority of people should know now, because we've held a few spaces, and then we can just go through what's happened recently with some of the updates and things.
Yeah, of course. So quick introduction about myself. My name is Tom. I work for Plank as a community and marketing manager. Been in the Cosmos space since 2021. I bought a bunch of Geno and Atom just before Terra collapsed, so did very well for myself, as you can imagine. But stuck around because as a user, it was such amazing tech, so easy to use. Love doing trades on Osmosis. Essentially joined the Plank team in, I guess, late 2022. I think, yeah, late 2022. And now I'm on the space with Danny and Rebel DeFi, so that's not too bad. So a little bit about Plank. So Plank Network is a mobile-first blockchain project. We are focusing on accessibility for mobile devices. As you may well know, 50% of the world has access to a PC, while 85% now has access to a mobile phone. And that 35% difference, that's the people that could really use blockchain technology to improve their lives, improve their financial situation. Those are the unbanked that we were once with crypto trying to bank, right? And it's also just a wide audience, so a lot of potential users. How are we doing this? Obviously, we are using the Cosmos SDK for governance and staking, so we're a Cosmos project. And for smart contracts, we are using EVM technology. So we're using the EVM for our applications. Anyone can build upon Plank, right? Anyone with a mobile phone should have access to a rich environment of decentralized applications. So that's what we're building. We're building an ecosystem of decentralized applications, easily accessible by mobile phone, catering to a lot of users, and hopefully making a lot of earning a lot of fees, getting a lot of block space filled. So yeah, that's in very short what we are doing.
Yeah, no, that's great. I think we touch on this point whenever we do the spaces, but I always say about the desktop side of things versus the mobile side of things, and it's very easy to forget that, like you say, a lot of people in different countries, different continents don't have access to computers or don't have access to like the latest computers, things like that. Whereas, like you say, you know, everyone's got a smartphone, which is crazy. So you don't really need a computer anymore. So what's been happening recently? I know that Plank got verified on Osmosis. I know that you've sort of maybe sponsored an event, if you want to talk about that in a minute. And we can obviously talk about, is it Fisker Finance, if I'm pronouncing that right? Have obviously announced an airdrop for Plank stakers. Yeah. So, yeah, if you want to just go ahead and sort of maybe explain a little bit more in detail about the subjects that I've spoke about there.
Yeah, so right now we're doing a little bit more spaces as well. So we've also been on the Web3 Global Media Twitter spaces last Friday, actually. That was crazy, like 1,000 people listening. So it was a little bit scary. But yeah, we've had another busy week. One of the things is, yeah, Osmosis getting verified there finally. It's not that big of a deal, but it feels kind of good, you know, because it is a sort of nod of approval from the biggest DEX in Cosmos. And I can imagine that if people see that Plank isn't verified, they could come to the conclusion that we might not be a legit project. So that was really nice to see. Thank you to the Osmo team for that one. Apart from that, yeah. We've sponsored Paaspop in Den Hout. We, from time to time, like to sponsor events like that. And we also did Glow Eindhoven, which is like a light festival in one of the biggest tech cities in the Netherlands. And this was a festival in the Netherlands for Easter. It was an Easter festival. And it's just nice because we like to do some social contribution, and it was also a nice opportunity for like about 9,000 people to see the Plank logo, being able to scan the code on our banners to yeah, being led to our website. So yeah, we sponsored them. Was awesome. Was a really good event. All the VIPs had a little wristband with our branding on it. So that was pretty cool. And then yeah, do you want to go a little bit into the
Fine. I just wanted to sort of say that I think it was a good idea that you've obviously sponsored the music festival. Like you say, we can't, you know, we see a lot of events being hosted and a lot of events sort of being sponsored and things like that, but we don't see any mainstream sort of sponsoring for events, like you say, sports events, music events, things like that, that are hitting, you know, it's a different target audience that you're going for. And like you say, and people don't sort of realize that you're planting the seed now, they're seeing your name, things like that. Well, then when next year comes around, it might be a matter of them downloading your mobile app to get access to these music festivals or getting an NFT for it. And like you say, all of a sudden they get introduced to blockchain and sort of crypto without realizing that they're using it, and things like that. So no, yeah, I think that's a really good idea, and I'd like to sort of see more Cosmos projects doing sort of like grassroots sponsoring and things like that. So yeah, I just wanted to sort of jump in and say what I thought, and congratulations. And yeah, if you want to dive into the next sort of thing, then feel free to.
Yeah, just to get back on that point, I think also a lot of people forget that we don't necessarily want our end users to be aware that we are using cryptocurrency technology or blockchain. I think people watching now find it very interesting. I think we need to remember that most people couldn't care less. They just want proper working applications. And you are already sponsoring so many crypto events. We're already on so many crypto spaces. We're getting our name out there in the crypto space. I think one thing that needs to be done more is just get yourself known to your actual users, right? So I think that's what we're kind of doing there as well, which I really like. So the airdrop, let's talk about the airdrop. We posted a little teaser this week, just because we thought it would be fun. Physica is our very own DEX that we're building. We are in the final stages now. The product is pretty much ready. We're just ironing out the details for the tokenomics and airdrop. And I think you don't want to go too fast with that, right? We want to do that properly. So we have been actually leaking a little bit more information about this now. One of the things we have confirmed is that blank stakers will get a portion of the Physica Finance token airdrop. So pretty excited for that one. So anyone staking Plank can expect some free stuff in a little bit. And as you guys can see, Airdrop Glide is he's listening. He'll make sure that that you'll get all the information when it gets out.
That's why he's here for the alpha, honestly.
And we have I think like a lot of the tokens will also go to bootstrapping the application. So when Physica Finance gets released, I highly recommend you guys to use it, do some swaps, provide some liquidity, and the launch may very well be closer than you think. So that's about Physica Finance. I'm just super excited that we're going to have our own bridge, our own DEX, our own name service. I'm guessing something is missing, like maybe an NFT marketplace. And imagine just having a mobile app on your phone that connects to all of them. And you can easily do everything. And once things get a little bit tricky, for example, you want to get some Atom, you need to sell it, get some Plank on the Plank chain. Maybe the app browser that connects to TFM to make your life a little bit easier. Sounds pretty good to me. So that's what we're doing with the ecosystem currently. We're just building out those dApps while also trying to incentivize other builders to build on the Plank blockchain via our partnership with DoorHacks, where we have a grant program.
Yeah, no, that's great. That's perfect. I mean, I don't obviously Plank Stakers are going to get it. Did you say? Are you going to? Is there going to be any airdrops for any other communities? Are you targeting any chains that you partner with or anything like that? Trying to sort of bring users over. I don't know whether you can, whether you're allowed to talk about it or whether you can hint or not. What sort of who else might be entitled? Well, not entitled. Who else might get some?
As of now, this is all I can say about it. So we're going to have to wait and see when the we're going to release a blog shortly with all the information one might need.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I've got to poke and prod and see what I can get out of it.
fair enough.
So are you going straight to mainnet? Is there going to be a testnet? Do you need people to sign up and do a testnet beforehand, anything like that?
No, we're going straight to mainnet, I imagine. We've been testing it for quite a while now. We had it live on our testnet for quite some time, but it wasn't the testnet we were advertising publicly. So no, we're going straight to mainnet is what I'm thinking. I am not 100% certain, but I reckon we are.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely fine. So what else? Is there anything in the pipeline that you can talk about? Any update, you know, any upgrades, updates, partnerships that that you might be able to sort of hint that are coming, anything like that?
Yeah, I can actually hint at a few things now that you mention it. So we are actually, as many people know, Source Protocol and Plank are work together to integrate them into DeltaSwap, so they our bridge. So that they could access their liquidity that they had on BNB chain. Well, we recently also connected our bridge to Polygon. So they are now also able, and of course, Plank is also able to be bridged to Polygon, which we're kind of excited about. But there is another project that is going to use DeltaSwap. It is a project from Juno, and I am hoping to get them on the space with you in a few weeks, but we're ironing out the details now, getting everything ready, but there will be another project using DeltaSwap. So that's pretty exciting. Apart from that, you were asking for some upgrades. We're working on a major chain upgrade as well that will bring a lot of new functionalities to the Plank blockchain. Don't quite know the details of that one because the code monkeys haven't told me what's in it. They just have told me that they're working on it. But I imagine that it will be some new fun functionality. And I think the other important thing that we shouldn't forget is the AXV airdrop.
I was just about to mention that. Sorry to butt in. And also, if anyone who hasn't been in the space before, can you obviously explain a little bit about that? But can you explain a little bit about Bet as well, which is obviously from ChadBet, which is another airdrop coming to Plank Stakers?
Yeah. So first, AXV, AstroVault is a decentralized exchange on Archway, and we got in contact with them via Airdrop Glide. He sent me a DM. He's like, you guys need to talk to each other. I think it could be very mutually beneficial. We did hit it off instantly with Eric from AstroVault, talked to their team, and we decided to build about 200k in liquidity there. So we have quite a big liquidity pool now on AstroVault. So hopefully that's the chain TFM is integrating that they were hinting at earlier. Hopefully it's Archway, because that would be nice, because that would potentially give you even an even better better deals on Plank, you know. But for us building liquidity there, we also struck a deal for them to airdrop their AXV token to Plank Stakers. So we're ironing out the details for that, but that should be in early May. So that's not even that far away. What I can say is that no official snapshots for that have been taken. So if you are not staking Plank yet and you are interested in the project and you do think Mobile First has a fighting chance in the blockchain world, if we differentiate enough from all those 117 other IBC chains, then might be a good time to load up TFM, set a limit order via ProTrade perhaps, and start staking Plank.
I like the way you went in there and sort of double marketed it for Rebel, then doing TFM a favour.
Cool. So
that's awesome.
Got it.
Yeah, no, that's great. Like you say, I don't know whether you're allowed to say or not, but with the fee scale finance, has there been a snapshot yet, or can people still acquire Plank and stake it in time for the snapshot? Can you do any?
Yeah, for now they are still good to go, but time for that one truly is dwindling. We need to start taking snapshots soon.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I mean, I've always been in the favour of projects taking snapshots and then declaring to people, oh, we've already taken the snapshot, because like you say, you want to acquire the people who are securing your chain, blah, 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 not just the people who are looking for airdrops and chasing it. So yeah, that's great. But at the same time, it'll be nice to hint to people that, you know, there is an opportunity for you to stake some and possibly be part of future airdrops. So yeah, had to ask the question.
Of course. And then the BET airdrop. So we have a grassroots independent developer team working on Plank, and they are building out their own casino. They held a little pre-sale that a bunch of like Plank community members also joined in on. And they also did a... They needed some Plank tokens to fill up their contract, so they could also pay out if people won. So they got that from the community pool. And for them getting that, for them getting those tokens from the community pool, they have also promised Plank stakers to get a BET airdrop, which is their, I think it's their fee sharing token. I haven't talked to that team in a little bit because I was busy doing other things, but yeah, they have been promised and they have announced a airdrop. So that's awesome. Can't wait for that one. It's going to be nice to just gamble a little bit on Plank. You know, I'm not a big gambler myself, but I know that it's just a big vertical in crypto. And if you can beat them, join them. Is that a proper thing to say about such a situation?
Yeah. If you can't beat them, join them, definitely. No, I agree with you. I'm looking forward to the Chad BET launching. I think we're going to see more sort of casino BET type, Gamblify type sort of platforms launching, which I think just the ecosystem needs a bit of everything. Like you say, we need to bring all users in and put it all on the blockchain. So no, that's great. Is there anything else you feel we've missed out on that you want to talk about?
No, I guess for people new to Plank, we could reiterate a little bit how you can use TFM for your advantage to make your journey through Plank a little bit easier. I don't know if Rebel is not tired of talking about his product yet.
No, I mean, not at all. I mean, that was really interesting what you were saying about AVAX? No, what was the DEX?
AstroVault.
Is it AstroVault?
AstroVault, that's yeah. The one. Yeah, so I mean, that's current. I mean, we have had discussions with them. It's not myself that does all that more sort of on the engineering side, but... Yeah, so I don't know how far along that potential integration is, but I know discussions have happened. But I mean, as it stands at the moment, if that's where the majority of the liquidity is, users can obviously swap on AstroVault, but then maybe use. I mean, is there do they have a bridge themselves between Plank?
Yeah.
Okay, so I mean, maybe you could just use their bridge within that dApp, or you can come back to TFM and arrange to send your tokens between chains using TFM itself. So, yeah, I mean, at the moment, I was just looking.
Let me jump in there. Just use TFM. Just go to TFM, mark it, star it up in the top corner, and then just use TFM, and then you know what you're doing.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. I think, yeah, for cross-chain transfers, it just works.
Yep.
The only time you're going to have an issue is if there is a relayer problem. And there's certain chains where there seems to be more relayer issues than not Terra Classic. But the majority of the time, it's just seamless. You just pick the chain you're coming from, the chain you're going to, the token you want to send, and boom, it just sends it and it works. So yeah, that, like I was saying before, that's probably my favorite product. It's the product I use of TFM, like literally anytime I'm doing DeFi, it's likely that I'm doing stuff cross-chain. And I just go for that. So that's at tfm.com/bridge. And it's a good place to, and in fact, the Interchain Foundation actually use this to check the number of chains that are available in the IBC. So yeah, it's a good place to sort of notice when new chains are added.
And may I ask, Rebel, did I see somewhere that TFM is also planning on launching a token?
Yes, it's very much a case of like, watch this space. We've got, yeah, Airdrop Glide app in the space. It's always weird. I just want to say the name rather than it's Mr. Airdrop Glide app. But yeah, he's I don't know how TFM let him slip through our fingers, because and you guys snapped him up, because yeah, he, regardless of him not being an official TFM ambassador, he's definitely been very supportive for the longest time, so we appreciate his support. And I think, to be fair, he's won a few NFTs off TFM, so it's hopefully been a mutually beneficial relationship. And just to give him a shout out, we had a call a few weeks ago now, and he offered us a really nice suggestion for like just for an improvement somewhere on the site, and that suggestion has been taken on board, and the next release of the Pro Trading Dashboard will have that feature that he requested available, which is pretty cool. But yeah, I mean, as far as the token is concerned, there is a specific group within TFM that are heading that up. Hopefully there will be a white paper or something coming out to give us all a bit more information about how it's going to work and where we can get hold of that. So yeah, watch this space. I mean, the official Twitter account of TFM is probably the best place to keep abreast of all that. Hear Tom taking furious notes here.
No, I'm so sorry.
I was just about to say, Tom's typing away there, isn't he?
I'm taking notes.
Yeah, no, that's cool. It's like some background music for a moment. Yeah, Rebel, no, I think that's cool. I was meant to ask about that, actually, because I see something teased about it. Yeah, which is obviously great. I mean, good luck to the team on working out how they're going to do it, because obviously sometimes, you know what it's like with a lot of airdrops, is sort of users expect to be dropped if they've used the chain or they've used the platform, and you've got 117 IBC enabled chains. So it's going to be interesting to see who gets and who doesn't get, sort of thing, or whether it's just a matter of, it doesn't matter what chain you've used. It's just a matter of whether you've used TFM, things like that. But yeah, looking forward to hearing more about that.
Absolutely. I'll just say that those sort of decisions are not in my hands, so I can fully empathize with different opinions on that sort of thing. But I mean, I'm actually waiting to find out a lot of this information myself. And once I get it, I will have no problem sharing it with everyone.
And that's fine. I mean, you can always, you know, message me and we can host the spaces and do things like that, as long as you don't do a wormhole and screw half of us over. Oh, quality. Perfect. Go on.
I mean, TFM do have a Discord. So, and that is where Mr. Airdrop Lida won a few of his NFTs. We used to do these like Discord missions, and it was just about different sort of ways to get people sort of using the platform. So rather than, you know, there's different sort of, you can say, oh, retweet this and tag two friends or whatever. And people do that, but people are doing it with a specific purpose in mind, and it's just to win whatever prize is on offer. But we tried to do it, was like, oh, go and do a certain thing on TFM and take a screenshot and then kind of make a tweet explaining what you've done. So there would obviously be like a social media engagement side of it, which was great, but it was also to sort of encourage people to actually use the platform. And I think it did help grow a little bit of a following, which was nice, and meet some people like Mr. Airdrop Glideapp, who kind of stuck with TFM, got to know us, and we appreciate all the support.
That's like you say, that's great. It's great to hear. I think we all need to. Everyone needs to sort of support each other in a way, because I see a lot of, there's always talk about like chains competing within the ecosystem and things like that, when there's so much more outside the ecosystem that all these chains can sort of compete against. When we start doing that and we start realizing that we can compete with all the ecosystems outside of Cosmos, then that's when Cosmos starts to really win, rather than having sort of the in-house arguments or competition, things like that. But yeah, I think, I know we said that we weren't going to go for an hour, and we've nearly been an hour long. So I think we can probably wrap it up here for now. Obviously, I just want to thank everyone in the audience, Airdrop Glide, Guru, Mr. Fox, Bera was here, everyone else who's come. I hope you've enjoyed the spaces and got the alpha that you need. Thank you, Rebel and Tom, for coming on. And yeah, I mean, obviously, Tom, we'll do another spaces in a few weeks' time, and we can cover what we spoke about today and what's coming. And Rebel, we can do one when you know what's going on with the token. If you have any updates, things like that, always feel free to reach out, DM me, and we can, you know, more than happy hosting spaces and going through things. So yeah, just been a pleasure having you both on again today.
Yeah, pleasure is all mine, man. Thank you, and have a nice day.
Thank you very much for hosting, sir. I'm back in the UK in a couple of months, so I'm hoping that we'll have the opportunity to meet up, and maybe you can teach me how to hit a golf ball.
Yeah, golf season's just started. The Masters is on this weekend, so I'm going to be very preoccupied. I'm going to Turkey in like 4 weeks' time, so I'm going to go and play some night golf and a week's worth of golf with 24 lads. So that's going to be absolute carnage. Cannot wait for that. But yeah. I hope everyone enjoys the rest of their day, has a great weekend, and I look forward to hosting the next spaces. So I will end the spaces in 3, 2, 1.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ants dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken knives. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known the politics.
lunatic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss, and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, though the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary falls. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of DNA stacked in non-toxic, just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like this shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Beats tearing apart your community. All these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege. Commanding all the management to grab a few Z's, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the verbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Terror Spaces.